American half pound. Big pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods, freeform music programming and cultural commentary. Plus audio clips from who knows where.
A disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman Mathos.
Push it right to the edge.
I stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
In time, you will come to regard me not only with respect and awe, but with love.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Loud, obnoxious, screaming PSAs and spacing and placing and sunrising and awesomeness.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get
in. Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers built up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Purple and red and yellow and on fire and the clouds. could still see it in the desert.
Thank you. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage, and it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. In this episode, our theme is called In Awe of Ambient and Electronica. If you're a frequent listener, you've often heard me talking about my ambiance, the music I play while I'm talking, and I use that term in a pretty loose manner that way. More precisely, ambient music is a musical genre that focuses largely on the timbral characteristics of sounds. It's often organized or performed to evoke an atmospheric quality, or, as one of its co-inventors, Brian Eno, described, it's sonic wallpaper. Actually, the origin of ambient music goes back to at least the early 20th century with the Futurism and Dada art movements. Artists and composers certainly worth mentioning in that regard include John Cage, Philip Glass, and Steve Reich. Although Brian Eno is generally credited with coining the term ambient music in the mid-1970s to refer to music that he said can either be actively listened to with attention or easily ignored, depending on the choice of the listener. He also mentioned sounds that exist on the cusp between melody and texture. Brian Eno used the word ambient to describe music that creates an atmosphere that puts the listener into a different state of mind, and he chose that word based on the Latin term ambire, to surround. When I have people over to my house, I usually put on some kind of ambient music, usually Brian Eno or Wendy Carlos. I think it sets a nice mood without being distracting or with interfering with the conversation in any real way. In this Tears of the Gods episode, we're going to be focusing primarily on ambient and the related electronica genres, particularly my favorites Wendy Carlos, Vangelis, Brian Eno, and the ambient electronic house group The Orb. I'll also be tossing in a little bit of AC/DC, just 2 4-minute tracks that do relate to this theme, In Awe of Ambient and Electronica. And there are going to be some deep AC/DC cuts that you won't ever hear on a commercial radio station, even if they say they absolutely love AC/DC. We started out the show with a remashup of the normal intro, which always includes an excerpt of The Orb's Little Fluffy Clouds, along with so many other bits and pieces of audio from who knows where. But we also heard in its entirety the Dance Mix 2 version of Little Fluffy Clouds, which I found on the 2-CD compilation UF Auth, The Best of the Orb. And then we heard from the Israeli electronic duo Infected Mushroom. That song was called LSD, and I just have to say, Infected Mushroom is one of my favorite bands to go running to. I just love their high-energy electronic beats. Our ambiance right now is one of several we'll be hearing from Irv Tybell's outstanding Environment series, which was produced between 1969 and 1979. Released on long-playing vinyl albums. This track is called Optimum Aviary from the first album in the series, Environments 1. In the next set, we'll be hearing the only ambient piece in this episode that I'm really remixing for you by adding extra clips. That'd be my Plastic Sushi Apollo 11 remix of Brian Eno's The Secret Place, from his album Apollo, Atmospheres and Soundtracks, which he composed to be the soundtrack for a movie consisting only of film shot by the astronauts. And then we'll also hear a 9-minute piece by Wendy Carlos from her Tales of Heaven and Hell called Transitional. But first, we're going to start with an epic ambient nature composition from Vangelis, the Greek electronic progressive ambient jazz, pop rock, and orchestral music composer. This is the 18 and a half minute movement one from his Soil Festivities album. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community radio.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll program.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll. Complete and mission program.
You're a go for landing, over. 3 seconds. Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. Good. 40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. 3.5. 30 seconds. Forward, just. Hey. Backlight. Okay, engine stop. ACA at a descent. Mode control, both auto descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. Okay, I'm going to step off the LAM now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream.
Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin.
But every packet of heroin is different.
You don't know what's getting into you.
Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin
don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is
very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. In this episode, we are in awe of ambient and electronica. And we began that set with an epic nature composition from Vangelis. That was the 18-minute, 32-second movement one of Soil Festivities. And then we heard from Brian Eno and Neil Armstrong as he landed on the moon in Apollo 11. That was Brian Eno's The Secret Place from Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks. And from there, we segued into Transitional, a 9-minute, 15-second piece from Wendy Carlos, released on her Tales of Heaven and Hell album. And we finished things off with a very deep cut from AC/DC's For Those About to Rock, We Salute You album. That was Spellbound. Our ambiance right now was recorded by Irv Tybell. This is Dawn in the Okefenokee Swamp from his Environment 6 album, which was released in 1974 on long playing vinyl. Giving you a little more background on our featured artists, Vangelis has written and composed more than 52 albums. He's quite prolific, and he's regarded by some music critics as one of the greatest composers ever of electronic music. Brian Eno and Wendy Carlos are two of my four biggest musical idols, the other being that crazy Mexican musical genius composer, a producer, arranger, Esquivel. And then Les Paul, the guitarist and inventor and sound engineer and music producer, besides being known as one of the principal innovators of ambient electronic music, Brian Eno is also a composer and a record producer and a singer and a visual artist. He's produced albums for the Talking Heads and U2 and Devo and Ultravox. He's worked in so many ways with so many different musicians like David Bowie and Paul Simon and Grace Jones, and, well, the list goes on and on. And then Wendy Carlos first came to public attention in the late 1960s when she made recordings on the Moog synthesizer, working pretty closely with Bob Moog, giving him feedback on his early devices and playing them. It was in 1968 when her album Switched on Bach came out, and it was the first classical album to sell 500,000 copies, eventually going platinum. So it's very ironic that that classical super success was performed on synthesizers. When it comes to ambience, though, was her landmark double LP album Sonic Seasonings, which was released in 1972. that was really a breakthrough. Each of the four album sides was a 20-something minute composition about one of the seasons. Like Vivaldi's The Four Seasons from the 18th century. And then she's also responsible for the soundtrack for Stanley Kubrick's movie A Clockwork Orange, which she primarily composed and performed. In the next set, we're going to be hearing Brian Eno's The Lost Day from his perfect album, Ambient 4, On Land. If there's one ambient album that I'd have to point to besides Sonic Seasonings and saying this is what it is, it would be Ambient 4, On Land by Brian Eno. And then we're also going to be hearing a longer piece by Wendy Carlos, Aurora Borealis, that was released as a stupendous bonus track on the CD versions of Sonic Seasonings. But first, we're going to start off with a more electronic house piece by The Orb. It's got a pretty long title. It's called A Huge, Ever-Growing, Pulsating Brain That Rules from the Center of the Ultra World. There's a lot going on in this mix. It's here now for your listening pleasure on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Non-Commercial.